So, Richard, wow, this is a much different conversation than we are having this morning than I thought we were going to have just even a few days ago.
Yeah, there's definitely a big change in the forecast here. You know, over the weekend, we were looking at the potential of another big snow event for us here. And it looks like this time around, the system is going to pass well down to our south. There's going to be, good snows down in southern Virginia and working on over toward the Hampton Roads and around Virginia Beach and point southward into the eastern Carolinas. But for us here, it's going to be tough to get anything, north of the Rappahannock in regards to getting any big measurable snows out of this event, as it looked like the storm track is just going to pass to our south. So if we see anything at all, I think a dusting to maybe an inch in a few spots here is going to be our best bet. And I think the further north you get, especially up toward the Potomac and up toward DC, I don't think they're going to see anything at all out of this event.
Well, and this is a good reminder. You often talk about this, that for these storm systems to happen, when a lot of things have to happen, they develop, but when they don't, they can fall apart quickly.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. That's the one of the disadvantages in winter weather forecasting is the fact that, when in regards to rain, you can usually get a pretty good handle on a rain event 5 to 7 days out. But with a winter storm, unless you're within, 24 to 36 hours in advance of the event, you're not 100% certain you're going to actually get any snow out of this because, the temperature profile being there, is there going to be enough moisture? Where's the storm track going to be? All these different things come into play when you're trying to forecast winter weather. And, this time around, looks like, the event is just much further south than what the models were advertising over the weekend. So, kind of dodging a bullet here in regards to this particular snow event. And this may actually be one of our last events that we have to deal with this season, hopefully, unless we see something, a big surprise in late March, mid to late March, that could bring us something. But right now, we just don't see anything else.
Yeah, looking ahead, I mean, it's going to be really cold through Friday, but then we start warming up and there's not a lot of precipitation over the next 10 days or so.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to start to see more of a trend towards seasonal temperatures as we get on out past the end of this week and into the weekend. I think by Sunday, we'll definitely be back up into the 50s for highs during the day and nighttime lows at night around 30. And, it looks like that's going to be the trend pretty much all of next week. Once this precipitation goes by, it could be at least 10 days before we see another round of rain showers in here. And I think everybody's ready for a little bit of a break, especially after the weather that we saw over the weekend where we dealt with, catastrophic flooding in southwest Virginia and across Kentucky. And a lot of the rain that we saw across much of the region, this is going to give everybody a chance to have a little bit of a break in regards to the ongoing precipitation and really the ongoing winter weather events that we've been seeing here as of late.
Well, and you always talk about this time of year, all of a sudden the sun is going to be a little bit stronger now, and hopefully that plays into it too.
Yeah, that's right, because, we are dealing with longer days, the high sun angle. It's going to start to help us out a little bit in regards to seeing the snow chances become less and less of a concern as we move on into the month of March. So, just a few more days here in the month of February, we'll be at meteorological spring on Saturday, March 1st. Then we'll start talking about some more in the way of spring-like temperatures. At least we hope that we keep this trend going into March.
Richard Llewellyn with the Weather Channel. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.